I mean, I don't even look at the struggles. I look at, you know, I think they're a really good football team. And, I mean, it shows on tape. I mean, the games that they've lost in the last few weeks is, besides, I think, the game on Sunday night, they were all really close games. So, you know, Green Bay, the Packers, you know, I think it's still a really good football team. He still make plays. He make plays with his feet. He still make those throws that still make you open your eyes and say, wow, you know, did he really make that throw? He's still good throwing the ball on the run, I think, you know, from what I've seen so far. So, I mean, like I said again, man, I think they're still a really good football team.
Seems like every week you sort of get a guy who can extend plays. Is Aaron the best at that? Is he still just a little bit better than everybody else?
I think this week going to be a tougher challenge than last week, I mean, honestly. I think, you know, with his mobility to move around the pocket and throw the ball on the run, I think it'll be a bigger challenge this week. You know, we just have to do a good job at, you know, containing the football, make sure we, you know, don't turn into a 7-on-7 deal.
Is it a little bit easier for you guys because they've struggled so much in the running game? A lot of wide receivers in the backfield, not their typical backs. Does that make it a little easier for the front?
No, nothing is easy in the NFL. I mean, I think nothing comes easy. I think they're still going to try to come in and, you know, try to get success running the football. I know they're down a few backs, but like I said, man, I think they're still going to try to come in and try to get some balance. And, you know, we have to set the tempo and stop that and not let them get balanced. Yes, of course. I think number one, what's helped us is, you know, the home crowd. They've been really loud and you know, where the quarterback can't make a lot of reads and just make it hard for them to hear. But just going back to shutting those quarterbacks down, I just think we, you know, I think that the tempo that we played at home is, you know, a little different than we play on the road, and we have to match that. You know, we got to go back and match that. We got to be able to play, you know, on the road just as well as we play at home. But I know we are looking forward to coming back. Back to the link on Monday night football. You know, everybody's going to be hyped. They're coming off a loss. We're coming off a loss. It's going to be, you know, which team wanted the most.
Will there be, you're still in the mix, postseason possibility is still there for you. Is that encouraging to know, especially with for your next six being home, that you guys are still in this and that you know, just got to play week by week?
Yeah, I mean, you answered it. I think our main focus is basically to take it one week at a time. And, you know, just worry about the next opponent. You know, let's take Seattle. Okay, that game was played on Sunday. Let's take that, watch that tape, review the mistakes, and let's not go out and make those mistakes that we made. But moving forward, just taking it one game at a time, and it's going to start at practice. You know, are we getting better in practice? Are we competing in practice? Or, you know, we holding each other accountable in practice? And, you know, those type of things is what's going to help us win on Monday.
Well, there's been 10 times in the last 7 games where the defense has given up a score right after either like, the offense or special teams has gotten a score. How important is it to kind of like, keep that momentum going and, you know, when the team is scoring and not allowing a scoring drive right after that?
Well, we just have to minimize, you know, just we got to correct ourselves. You know, I think that, you know, when we're playing the football that we can play and the players I know that we have, the group of guys that's on that defense, when we're playing and at our top level, and you know, I don't think you know anybody can affect you know what we do, but you know, just you know, we just have to be we just got to go out and get three and outs, get them in third down situations, and you know, get off the field.
Just in general, Fletch, you guys have been so successful at home playing defense. It's been good at times on the road, but not quite the same. Can you put your finger on anything?
I can't really put my finger on it. I just know that, you know, sometimes it's just the little things, you know, just unusual things. You know, we just have to just keep, you know, going out and get better as a whole defense, really as a team on the road, and you know get road wins because like I said, if you want to be a good team, you know, you got to be able to win, you know, on the road, and that's something that we haven't really, you know, been able to do the last few road games, but you know, at one point in time, we'll get it turned around.
Okay.